Good morning, welcome to Merriweather Beach, episode 5 of the Beach Business Breakfast Show. I'm Dave Hoare and co-host Jeremy.
G'day.
Today we're joined by Tracy Wong, who works with the Business Growth Centre. Just a reminder, Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month, 7:30 till 8:30 a.m. $10 gets you breakfast and some informal networking opportunity to meet some new business contacts. So thanks for joining us, Tracy.
Great, thank you.
Beautiful weather you've brought with you, which is really good. So just tell us a bit about what you did before you got into work with the Business Growth Centre.
Well, I come from a leisure and recreation background.
Yep.
So I was managing fitness and leisure facilities both in Sydney and the South Coast. Also involved with my partner in the golfing industry as well. So a bit different to Business Growth Centre.
Yeah. A lot of similar things though to sort of, you know, achieve in sport or those sorts
Absolutely.
Of things. You've got to have, you know, similar things in place.
Yes, yeah, they're mostly healthy pursuits, and we cover all areas of the functions of business really. It's just in a different industry.
Yep. So just before we get on to that, with the golf, what did you do there? That's interesting.
Well, my partner is a golf pro, so as a result, we run a couple of golf courses over the state, and we have been diversifying their services to things like foot golf, putt-putt, mini golf, golf ranges, just to increase the use of the wonderful land facilities that they have at golf courses.
Excellent. That's good.
And so, all right, so Business Growth Centre, some people might remember it by a different name. Like, give us a quick snapshot of what that actually means.
Well, the Business Growth Centre is a not-for-profit organisation set up by a number of successful business people as directors, and they really wanted to label their BEC region for Lake Macquarie in supporting small businesses and growing them, giving them the opportunity to be successful.
So what sort of services do you provide to business?
We provide a number of different services. We're first of all an incubator, so we have some small office spaces and industrial spaces available for commercial lease, and the great thing about them is that they're shorter terms, which is more manageable for startups and smaller businesses.
Yep.
And they're also in an environment where they're supported by mentors and other small businesses, so it creates more of a sense of community within that incubator environment, which is really nice.
Okay.
And then we also have support services, you know, bookkeeping, receptionist, secretarial, mentoring services and workshops and seminars for those people who become part of the incubator or memberships.
Yep.
We also do training as an RTO, and as an RTO we have funding from the government to run smart and skilled training, and that's targeted to where the government feels that they need to invest in the future skills of the country. So
there'd be a bit of a push now with the government's innovation agenda, I imagine.
Absolutely, yeah. That's exactly.
Incubators and shared workspaces have become quite the rage, I guess, in the last few years. So ahead of the trend, but certainly it's become something that people are more comfortable with, the idea that, okay, you don't have to just work from home or just commercial office space.
Absolutely.
And it is hard to get commercial space when you're just starting out, like, with the sort of financial backing
and
you need.
And it's a big commitment to take on a couple of year lease, which is required for commercial leases. And the great thing is you're not there on your own. You're not going into an office space feeling like, this is the world and I've got to make it all happen just by myself.
Yeah.
It can be a lonely journey, I think, sometimes starting up your own business or running a small operation. And, you know, knowing that there are other people that you can just pop in and say, hello, what do you reckon about this idea, is really supportive.
A support group.
One or two of the businesses that are sort of like that are there now or recently come through, like, is there anything particular about them that...
Well, they're very diversified. You can get people from trade backgrounds who are starting up, be it cabinet making or kitchens or plumbing or electricians. Then you've got some great inventors, people who are creating fantastic new inventions that will probably be country first in terms of using GPS and for all sorts of building industry and applications. And we also have people who are just like-minded souls who get together and create new businesses, like in the area of supporting childcare.
Okay.
And they have proved to be incredibly successful just because there was no support for childcare services.
Yeah.
So, you know, they all find their niche and they all come from very different backgrounds.
How many businesses do you have at one time in the incubator?
Well, there's about, I can't remember completely off the top of my head, there's about 20 or so small office spaces and about 13 industrial spaces.
Yep.
So some people take on more than one space depending on their, you know, their business needs.
Okay, excellent. So with your previous background of you know, running businesses, what sort of marketing did you used to do that you found either worked or maybe didn't work that
people
can learn from?
It's always easy to start with the things that didn't work in marketing.
They're the most useful lessons.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as long as you learn from them.
My current manager says, you know, the first thing you know about marketing is half of it does work and half of it doesn't. You just don't know which half.
Yeah.
Well, I do remember in the leisure industry, swimming pools, and I was pretty new kid off the block being a manager there, and we got the opportunity to advertise on radio, and we thought, this is great, what can we do? And we put this little ad together with children whinging to their parents about what do we want to do in the holidays. We had a bit of fun putting a script together, and there's no sharks at the pool and things like that, no sand, but you know, we put it out there, but we got virtually no feedback at all about the advertisement at all. Yeah, whoa, a lot of creative energy there.
One of those things, like you do an ad, put a call to action on it, and you don't get any result, and you wonder, well, did it do any good? You just never know, you know, it could be in the back of people's mind, or...
I think the story there was too much story and script without sending an absolutely strong message straight up front, because in the same environment with golf, for instance, we put an ad together with a jingle, and we changed the words to putt, 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 putt.
Yep.
And everyone came back to us, oh, we've heard you out on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Coming along for a party. And so the same medium, two different experiences.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I suppose the thing is, you just don't know, as they say, that half of advertising's wasted. You don't know which half.
Just don't know which half.
It's just you've got to test and that sort of thing.
But, you know, we've also had success with things like Facebook.
Yep.
Introducing foot golf, we decided to see if we could get 1,000 likes just to see if we should even invest in this sport.
Yep.
And you know, within a week and a half we had over 1,000 likes.
Yeah.
So it really does depend on the market you're trying to appeal. Recreation, people more likely to engage, I think, in that Facebook space.
Yep.
And oddly enough, a lot of males, younger males, and we were quite surprised at the demographics because we saw that mostly as a more female orientated space, but completely
the
wrong.
Between those is like you managed to find a way to catch the interest and then get some activity out of it, which maybe the binging kids ad, like, oh, I've heard enough of that.
Yeah, possibly.
Or, you know, wrong time of the day or whatever. And yeah, Facebook's really very similar to that. You have to be interesting, otherwise people are just going to go, oh yeah, thanks for another ad.
Yeah,
it just becomes like wallpaper. So
that's right.
So with the incubator, do you guys give marketing support to the businesses starting out? Do you have like strategies and
we help them put the business plans together? They can. They usually have their own business plans by the time they're ready to be hiring a space. But we, through our RTO and our support services, we can actually help them put a business plan together that can be funded.
Yeah.
So a skill set of building a business plan can be put together, and normally that would take around 20 odd sessions. 10 to 20 sessions with a mentor if you do it one-on-one.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're prepared to go and do some yourself, obviously it will take a bit less. And the great opportunity there is that by the end of it, you know where your business is heading and how you're going to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. So describe a typical day. What's a typical day for someone running a business incubator?
So,
like yesterday, you're here with us at our
business
breakfast.
Well, a typical day for me would be, oddly enough, the networks are largely in the morning, so that's a great opportunity to tell people about the Business Growth Centre. And it also will hopefully result in people understanding more about what the government and what funding is available to businesses. And then there's also, I usually go back and follow up on the contacts that I've made and make sure that I've made a connection with those people.
Yep.
And then there's usually, of course, the pile of emails from the previous day that we need to follow up on. And then I have a number of inquiries and leads that I follow up on a regular basis, see how they're going with their course choices and memberships and growth development like that. May see a few new people.
Do you help organise the business awards too?
Yes, that's right. Well, not me personally, but the Business Growth Centre does coordinate and put together the Lake Macquarie Business Excellence Awards, and they are a fantastic opportunity for any business that is excelling in their area. There's new business, there's sustainability, there's marketing, customer service. There's 13 niches opportunities to shine.
Yeah, and that'd be good for to enter that would be good. To win it would be even better, I suppose.
Absolutely.
But even to say you've entered.
The process of entering is, without a doubt, the feedback we get is worthwhile.
Yeah.
You learn so much about where you are and where you are heading. It's almost like doing a business plan.
Yeah.
So that's worthwhile. But of course, yes, if you are successful, and we have obviously people who have been successful, and they do find that people come to them because they've got that award under their
profile above their competitors.
Absolutely. They've been acknowledged and recognised for their level of excellence.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. And when do they happen? What's the time frame for those?
Well, you have applications due in at the end of May.
Yep.
They're judged over the month of June, and then the awards are in July.
Yep.
And all the information regarding that is on the Business Growth Centre website, and they have their own website for the awards as well.
Yeah. Oh,
and you can see previous winners and what they've done. And
excellent.
It's great feeling. It's a real sense of camaraderie and community there.
Yeah. So what's the best bit of business advice you've ever been given?
I decided to buy a package of how to improve business for my husband, actually. And I decided, through his lack of motivation, to have put them on the video the screen on the TV and watch them, make him sit down you while watching this.
Yeah.
And I think one of the first lines was, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And it seems to me so true, because you don't know what you don't know, and it teaches people to be open-minded to, you know, there is always something to learn. And I think that to me is one of the best things to learn in business, is just keep your mind open, because sometimes if we're a bit closed, you're actually closing off opportunities as well.
Yeah, and I think that's the benefit of having like a network of people, like at the Beach Business Breakfast or the other ones you're involved in.
Absolutely.
There's other people around. Like, you can't make all the mistakes in business or life yourself, but you can learn from others, and you can talk to others about their experiences. And if you're doing a website with Jeremy's company, probably the world's best web design and hosting company, or you want some other service, you know, you can talk to people about what their experiences are and learn from those. So
That's right.
The more open you are, the more successful you'll
be. That's right. Yeah. And you do find in the networks that is definitely the case. And you certainly start looking at things from a more complex point of view. It's not just web design. It's a number of different factors that go into that web design. What makes your web design particular to you that might be of benefit to other people. So you do start to see things that are a bit more obliquely.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Well, thanks, Tracy. Thanks
You're
for coming
welcome.
In on short notice. Tracy borrowed a tie-dye shirt from her son, and we a lay that we found in my wife's dress-up box, because she's a teacher and takes stuff to school for kids.
Yes, so, it's very nice.
It looks fantastic. So, thanks for joining us. Just a reminder about Beach Business Breakfast, 7:30 to 8:30, third Thursday of every month. Get details at beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au. So thanks again, Tracy, and have a great day.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day too.
We always do. Thank you.
Take care.